Welcome to Jaguars Postgame. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor break down today's game. You'll also hear from head coach Gus Bradley, as well as Jaguars highlights. Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by Geico, Farrah & Farrah, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, and by EverBank. Jaguars Postgame starts right now.
Welcome in, JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor on the line with us from South Florida. The final score in Detroit, Lions 26, Jaguars 19. Well, the Jags played with a lead, guys. They got takeaways on defense, but the pick six a killer, the punt return for a touchdown a killer, non-offensive touchdowns the key for the Lions today, Fred, and they got it done, and all of a sudden the division leader in the NFC North has another victory, and the Jags have dropped five in a row.
Yeah, JP, Mike, what's up, guys? This NFL, man, is any means necessary. It doesn't matter how you win. Bottom line is find a way to get it done. Obviously, the Jags didn't do that today. I got to tip my hat off to the defense. I mean, I thought they started the game fast, as they usually do. And they played a fairly solid game, man. I mean, they're going to be on the field for a while, and you're going to let the punt return and a pick six determine the outcome of the game. Those guys have nothing to really hold their heads down about. Now, on the other hand, Mr. Marks, I love you to death, boss. I really do, and I hate to say this, but it's a slap in the face, fourth and one a year. Undisciplined, man. You slap your team in the face, and that really hurts. So that's my two cents to open this up, JP, Mike. Here we go again.
Yeah, look, the Cedric Marks play, you watch that on replay, you're wondering, what is he even thinking? It's not like he was in his stance for 4 or 5 seconds, you know, and he barely put his hand on the ground, and he just ran across the line of scrimmage. So who knows if the Jags would have won the game, Fred, but at least it would have given them a reasonable chance, presuming Prater kicks that field goal. They have about 2 minutes to try to match it and go down the field and maybe send this game to overtime or win it on a two-point conversion. So you're right. The defense, for the most part today, they gave up a drive here or there, but they're outstanding. They had four consecutive three and outs in the first half, kept answering the bell, and really kept them around, guys. And if you're going to continue to allow touchdowns in unconventional ways, the pick six, high ball off him. Should Marquise Lee have brought it down? I don't know, but it was a high ball a little bit behind him. You know, tip drill, and Detroit gets the better of that. And then, the kind of half wave. I don't know. I didn't notice any Jaguars slowing down on the punt return, you know, so hard to say that impacted it. But, you can't expect to give those up. But second time in a row, they've given up a long return. This one went all the way to the house.
Yes, I agree with you, Mike. I don't know if Sundarek's play would have affected the overall outcome. But again, it just shows that you got to be ready. You got to have more discipline than that out there, man. Very critical moment. You never know. You would have, at least you give yourself, about 2 minutes, 20 plus seconds.
Sure.
To see what you can do. And we've seen them pull one out of the bag before. So you never know. But that particular play, you don't give yourself a chance. And this league is about giving yourself an opportunity to win. Not beating yourself, and that's what this team has done in these 10 games. They find a way to beat themselves.
The first five drives for the Lions today, they had 14 yards total. The
right.
Next five drives, 263 yards. That started with a 67-yard drive to get the field goal before halftime, and then and like we said, hey, those non-offensive touchdowns really told the tale, because that Lions offense wasn't doing much of anything today. The Jags defense was playing well, and then towards the end, they just couldn't get them off the field when they needed to. Now, Jaguars offense, Blake Bortles, the pick six today, that's an unfortunate one, right? The one last week, it's the one out in the flat, a throw you can't make, not enough on it. This is a tipped ball, and
JP, for me, it's not unfortunate.
Well, Fred, hold on. We'll come back. Let's go back to Detroit now. Gus Bradley is with Jeff Lagerman. Jeff?
Thank you, JP. Gus, 13 points allowed that were not by the Detroit Lions offense. Hard to win football games when that occurs.
Yeah, you're right. You know, another special teams where they got a punt return for a touchdown, pick six for a touchdown. Thought the defense played pretty well till the very end. You know, we gave up that explosive play. But you're right. You know, self-inflicted wounds kind of came back to get us.
offensively, a lot of guys ended up missing time in this ball game. Mercedes Lewis, Patrick Omame was out, T.J. Yeldon was out, but they continued to fight and were actually running the ball pretty well and moving the ball effectively.
I thought so. You know, I thought the whole team really demonstrated that, fought till the very end, had some adversity go, didn't go our, or I guess it went against us. But I thought the guys really rallied, fought through the whole thing, just came up short at the end.
Defense played very well. The explosive play you talked about at the end, and then an opportunity to get the ball back for the offense didn't happen. Senderek jumped off sides on a 4th-and-2. Not a good play.
There's a lot of plays that determine the outcome of a game. And you mentioned some of them. And, we just got to be smart throughout. There was plays in the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, and fourth quarter. And we've all got to be on our game throughout, especially when you're facing a good team like Detroit.
Blake Bortles looks like he took some shots in the game, fought through it. How's he doing?
He's doing pretty good. You know, I'll meet with our training staff after this, but again, another guy that demonstrates that grit, we got a little banged up, like you said, but I thought everybody fought through it for the most part and did a good job, and he was one of those guys that did that as well.
All right, thank you, Gus.
Okay, thank you.
Gus Bradley in the locker room. Fred, sorry to cut you off. One quick final thought about that. The pick six before, he was banged up in the first half. We cut you off going before to Gus.
Yeah, I was going to say, you said it was unfortunate. For me, it was another bad throw. I saw today is a few bad throws out there where the decision-making can be better. You don't have to force the issue. Take the short yardage and, give yourself an opportunity to give yourself some credit, create the momentum, 4 yards. You're adding to your account, man, and eventually you save enough so you eventually take some out and enjoy the end of the drive, man. I'm trying to use an analogy to depositing.
Game, give credit to how they made more plays than we did. It made more big plays, and that's what it came back to. So give credit to them. I thought our guys fought hard the whole 4 quarters. Had some injuries, but guys really stepped up and made some plays for us. I thought, especially on offense with the injuries we had, kept the running game going fairly well. And we just didn't make enough plays and to come up with the win in the end.
Derek's penalty there at the end, how disappointing is it to see?
Well, there's, the game's 4 quarters, and there's plays that throughout that game that we're going to look at and hope that, wish that we had back. And, I think we all just need to take a look at it because there's plays throughout that we got to get corrected.
Was it that 8-minute drive then running out the clock? Was it sort of helpless standing there knowing you were one play away from getting the ball back? How disappointing was it to not get the third down stop?
Well, yeah, that's the objective, to get the ball back as soon as you can, give the offense a chance with some time on the clock, and we didn't do it.
How impressed are you with Chris Ivory having to play a lot more today?
That's what I said. Chris Ivory, there's a lot of guys that really, I thought, stepped it up. And, with guys being injured and, more reps piled on them, and, I thought he did a really good job. I thought, after that fumble, he bounced back and ran very hard, extremely hard throughout the game and just involved on first, second, and third down.
Gus, how banged up was Blake, and did you think about it or ever come to a decision that you have to take?
Well, I just talked a little bit to the trainers. They thought he'd be fine. So, he went in the locker room early just to see with the doctors and meet with them, and he came out, and everything looked good for him in the second half.
But I think he had some pain, he fought through it, put him with the group of some of the other guys.
Is there a little bit of an eye roll? Here we go again. 5 games ago now, special teams has made a big.
Well, yeah, I wasn't too happy at the time. You're right. And, it's a frustrating thing when you got guys covering and you don't make plays in the open field. And, it's one thing to protect, but, there's a second part to it. You got to cover.
Is there a psychological edge when that you can't get that winning record? That's all the guys are talking about in the locker room, still finishing the winning record, that kind of thing. And now 8 losses, it's 9 years in a row.
I haven't thought about that, D-Rock, to be honest with you. I think it's, let's get the first one. Let's get the first one, and that's our next game coming up.
Marquis, first touchdown today. What did you see from that?
What can you say? He's piled up some good plays now, or games for us now, on offense, on special teams. He's been a warrior for us. I think he battles, he competes. He's been playing extremely well for us.
What was the stop like for Kelvin today and for him to come up with a turnover?
Right. It was very difficult. very difficult. It was very emotional for him. You know, I think he shared that with the teams today. And, you know, you can imagine all the emotions that he's going through. And I think during the game he did a good job pushing him aside. But I'm sure now, you know, that calms down a little bit. It'll probably hit him again. But I give him and TJ credit. You know, TJ had a death in his family, too. And so both those guys were fighting through some things personally. And, you know, to come on the road and be with their teammates and fight like they did, you know, give them a lot of credit.
What happened on the 61-yard pass to Ebron?
You know, he scrambled. They did a good job. He kind of a plaster. You know, he got out of the pocket and extended the play. And, you know, they did a good job. It was a deep seven cut that turned into a scramble drill, and they extended it. And, you know, we got to get pressure on them and force a quicker throw.
How hard is it for you not to think about your situation?
Oh, I don't. I think I look at the situation now with the game, and, you know, you go back, and now we replay it. You know, we play first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. And I think we always look at, you know, what could I have done better as a coach? You know, what, you know, could we put our guys in better situations? Is there something we could have said, something we could have done? Is there calls that we can make? You know, things like that. So we'll take responsibility. Players take responsibility. And then we regroup. I told them in there, I said, I know we have the right guys in this room. And, you know, if you're asking me why, how do I know? I know because they always fight. You know, and when they fight back like that, and they fight every day, and they fight in games, it's the right group of guys. Not with this group. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like it's easy to rebound because they don't care. I mean, these guys are hurting in there. It's a tough locker room right now. But I there's not a doubt in my mind how we'll regroup and bounce back next week. I think we really challenged our defensive line this week. They did a really good job on the screen game and the run game, mixing it up. And, you know, I thought there was an explosive play here and there that we gave up. But for the most part, I thought we played pretty well defensively.
Coleman's injury, did that impact some of your pressure stuff?
You saw we had to adjust a little bit. You know, Peyton Thompson, we moved him from safety to nickel. We got Devon House in there at times and moved Jalen to nickel. So give the defensive staff and the defensive players credit for being able to adjust on the run.
Okay, thank you.
It's a way to keep going. So I'm proud of the young man. I'm a fan. I'm definitely a fan.
When we return, the lightning-fast questions for Fred Taylor. Final score, 26-19. Lions get the win over the Jaguars in Week 11. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network. The kick is up. It's good! It's time for field goals for Firehouse Subs. You could score a free Firehouse Sub when you register at jaguars.com/firehousesubs. If the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more, we'll send you a coupon for a free medium sub with purchase of a sub, chips, and a medium drink. Visit jaguars.com/firehousesubs for complete details. It's field goals for Firehouse. Field goals have never been this tasty. Firehouse Subs.
Jaguars fans, are you ready to up your checking game? Game on. The Jaguars Visa debit card, available exclusively at EverBank, is yours free when you open an EverBank Yield Pledge checking account. With your Jaguars Visa debit card, you'll get unlimited ATM reimbursements nationwide when you maintain a minimum average daily balance of $5,000. It's your money. Make the most of it. Visit a financial center near you or find us online at everbank.com/jagscard. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank, member FDIC.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your medical practice is growing fast and you have more patients than you have room for, you need to start, well, making some room, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new exam tables and stools, x-ray machines, and microscopes quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
X1 from Xfinity will change the way you experience sports. With the X1 Sports app, you can track stats and scores on your TV while watching another game live. Xfinity, the future of awesome. Final score in Detroit: Lions over the Jags 26-19. Jags fall to 2-8. The Lions are 6-4 in first place in the NFC North. Fred Taylor is back with us, so it's time now for the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions of the Game from Freddie T. Brought to you by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Number one, Fred, simple question, difficult answer. How did Blake Bortles...
How tough is that locker room right now? I mean, we saw Ramsey pretty emotional. It's
2-8. Yeah. 2-8, it's tough. It's difficult. It's challenging. It's not where anybody wanted to be, I've said it before, and I think there's a special group of guys in there that, when things aren't going well, they're able to put their head down and go to work, I know it's not showing up in the results, but that locker room's working their tail off to go compete every Sunday, and, every time we step on the field, we expect to win, and we haven't, obviously had the results we've wanted. I think offensively, there's been some good stuff done. We've done a lot of good things, and it's been overshadowed by not winning. That's what happens, and we understand that. And we got to fix the areas where we're not so good at. So it's a never-ending battle.
Defense played well all day, but last 8 minutes took it off. You probably think you might even have a chance at two possessions there, right?
Yeah, got it up three. With however much time, and weren't able to do anything with it, and give them the ball back. I think you can sit there and say you hope that the defense stops them again and you get the ball back. But as an offense, I don't think you can ever say we'll get another opportunity. Stafford's a good quarterback and they're good at closing out games, and we knew that. And we knew we had an opportunity up three to go put it away, and we didn't do it. So it's on us.
How are you doing? Sure.
Oh, it's fine. It's good. Here we go.
How much did you battle through that? I mean, you went to locker room. Did you think there might be, you might not be able to play through?
No. I just came in and got evaluated and treated and was good to go. We say it every week. He's a stud. He's able to create separation that not a lot of guys can, and he can get up and go make plays. He's highly competitive. It means a lot to him, as it does to the rest of that group. Those are fun guys to play with, fun guys to throw to, and him especially. I think with what Telvin said before the game, if you didn't get goosebumps or teary-eyed, you're not a human being. To understand what he's gone through and how mentally strong and tough he is, and TJ as well with his loss. I think that's the baddest or the worst, that 2-7 teams ever wanted to win for somebody, And we play and compete our tails off every week, but this week was a little bit different with what those guys went through and wanting to win for them.
Are decided, determined. If it's not a one-year deal, if you sign a long extension or you're a free agent going into a different team, they're going to evaluate you over the first 3 years of that deal. And the window is closing for Julius. If it hasn't closed, I don't know if he's the first option. A week ago, I think we pointed out that they had him out there strategically by formation, where he was out there in three wide single back set. Well, not necessarily just single back, because two tight end Mercedes was out there in a two tight set. So I don't know. They're going to have decisions to make in the offseason. I don't think they'll be very hard decisions, though.
There you have it, the final score of 26-19, Lions over the Jaguars. We're back with highlights, the Bud Light play of the game as well. Jags fall to 2-8 with a loss today to the Lions, who improved to 6-4. More Fred Taylor, Mike Dempsey coming back. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
CSI Companies has been getting the people business right for more than 20 years in Jacksonville. CSI proudly opened their doors just as the Jaguars came to town. and they've been valuable business partners for some of Jacksonville's largest companies. Do you have a need for temporary help during a busy time period? Looking for a team of IT consultants for a special project? CSI can help. Call them at 800-582-0828 or go to thecsicompanies.com. Don't partner with just anyone. Partner with the CSI Companies, proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ready to take your game to the next level? Become a pro fan. Only with NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. With NFL Red Zone, you can see every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. And with NFL Network, you get 24/7 coverage of the entire league. Switch to an X1 double play from Comcast and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call 1-800-XFINITY or click today. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Attention athletes, I'm Mindy Black, dietitian for the Jacksonville Jaguars, with a tip on how to take your game to the next level. Make Zach Snacks a part of your game plan. Omega-3s are essential for optimal brain function and recovery. If you need to increase your awareness and focus during practice and games, then you need Zach Snacks. It's a tasty way to get your omega-3s. Research tested and approved, Zach Snacks are an official snack of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So snack the way the pros snack. Find us at MyZackSnacks.com.
Does your yard need some help? Call or visit Liberty Landscape Supply today. They carry plants, trees, gravel, stone, mulch, pine straw, sand, dirt, and much more. Visit LibertyLandscapeSupply.com, where you can search for plants that will work in your landscape, research products, email questions, place an order, and schedule a delivery. Check them out online or call 904-261-7177. Liberty Landscape Supply is your number one source for materials that make your yard look beautiful. And don't forget, they deliver to you.
Jaguars owner Shad Khan on creating the best customer experience.
Game day is special, and when the Jags take the field, we want every fan to have the best game day possible. That's why we partner with Daly's. They even have three locations in the stadium. They know what makes for a great customer experience. From the kickoff kit program to the way they treat our fans at the game, it's like they say, it's nicer here. I can't think of a better game day partner. I also happen to like their coffee.
To experience what Shad's talking about, visit a Daly's at Everbank Field or any of our 26 Jacksonville locations.
Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Beard's Jewelry at the St. John's Town Center in Jacksonville, where exceptional is affordable. 26-19 the final. Lions win it over the Jags in Week 11. Time to listen to the highlights. We'll pick a Bud Light play of the game as well, and we start off early. Neither offense really could get anything going. A couple of punts each way. The Jaguars' second punt. Well, the Jaguars finally, at long last, got a takeaway for the first time since Week 4.
Fourth punt of the game now in this first quarter. Nortman stands inside the 40-yard line. Roberts waits around his own 10. Snap is good. Drops the point. End-over-end punt. Roberts calls for another fair catch. It bounces away again. The teams are still trying to get on top of it. No signal as of yet.
They ended up recovering the fumble. First takeaway in forever for the Jags. They got a field goal out of it. 27-yard field goal. 3-0 Jaguars lead. Next Jaguars drive, Ivory fumbled it away, but the Lions couldn't do anything with it. It was a 3-and-out for Detroit. That was the midst of a long 3-and-out drought for the Detroit Lions. Then the Jags had to punt it away on their next 3-and-out. This time, special teams and issue, the Lions go to the house.
Brad gets the snap, gets the punt away, high punt. Roberts calls for a fair catch at the last minute. I thought, I guess he didn't. I thought he moved his hand to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, inside the 25, inside the 20, to the 10, to the 5. That's going to be a touchdown. Carson Tinker is saying he called for a fair catch. There's no doubt he called for it.
Well, they said he did not call for it. The extra point, no good. 6-3, Lions. Jags punted it away. So did the Lions. Jags back on offense. 7 plays, 54 yards in just over 3 minutes. Bortles to Allen Robinson.
Empty backfield from the 3-yard line. 2:49 a play and a half. Jags trail 6-3. Bortles in his shotgun now, trying to get everybody lined up. Now he does. Blake takes. Fires into the end zone. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown by Allen Robinson. A 3-yard touchdown pass, and Jacksonville has taken the lead.
Extra point, no good. 9-6, Jaguars. The Jags, at that point, outgained the Lions 160-20 in the game before a half-ending drive, 27-yard field goal for Prater. 9-9, the halftime score. Well, the Jaguars had the ball to open the second half. Third play into the half, familiar play for the Jaguars offense, unfortunately.
3rd and 7 now, after the incomplete pass. 2 right, 2 left. Ivory, the running back, shotgun, dropping the throw. It's a blitz. Bortles fires it out to the right side. Leaping attempt. The ball's going to be tipped and picked off. It is intercepted by the Lions. He's still on his feet inside the 25, inside the 20-yard line, inside the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Detroit.
16-9 Lions at that point. Myers hit a field goal coming off that. Made it 16-12. The Jaguars offense then had 4 straight Ivory touches to start the drive. Lee made a toe-tapping catch of 29 yards, which was fantastic. And then this, the Bud Light play of the game, Bortles to Lee for a touchdown.
2nd and goal from the 3-yard line, 16-12. The Lions lead it, 2:19 to play in the third. Shotgun for Bortles. Blake drops, looks to the left side, fires to the left side. Leaping attempt. That ball is caught in the corner of the end zone for the touchdown. Marquise Lee got both feet in bounds. Touchdown, Jaguars.
Jags led 19-16. The Bud Light play of the game brought to you by Bud Light, reminding fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly. Jags defense got a takeaway. Golden Tate fumbled. Telvin Smith got the recovery for the Jags. The Jags offense couldn't do anything with it. They go 3 and out, and then the Lions go down the field. Big play to Ebron of 61 yards. Set up Ebron on the ground for a touchdown.
2nd and goal. Washington in the game as the running back now. He's in an I formation. 3 tight end set. Now they move a tight end out, so it's a 1-back set from the 1-yard line. Inside the 1, actually. Stafford under center. They give it to Ebron on a jet sweep instead. He is into the end zone. They ran a jet sweep with a tight end. Walters Lesney made the tackle, but he dove into the end zone for the touchdown.
23-19 Detroit. The Jags go 3 and out offensively. Then they had stopped the Lions. It was 4th and 2. Jags defense had a chance to stop them and get the ball back, but Sanderic Marks jumped across.
4th and 2 from the 46-yard line. Stafford under center on 4th and 2, and they drew him offside.
He did it again. Sanderic Marks. You had the same thing happen earlier this year.
You called it, Jeff, before it ever happened. A hard count, and Sanderic Marks jumped offside on 4th and 2.
4th and 2 offside. Prater hit a field goal later, 26-19. Interception sealed it on the other side. Ball game, 26-19. Lions win it. They're 6-4. The Jags fall to a record of 2-8. We're back with an Everbank Stats Check. More with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey coming up as well. 26-19 the final. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Get there early. Put on a hoodie. Put on a jersey over it. Put on face paint. Take a selfie. Get caught taking a selfie. Set up the tent. Set up the flag. Set up the grill. Turn on the pregame show. Turn on some music. Get out the football. Get out the cooler. Get out the ice. Get out the Bud Light. Fill the cooler with Bud Light. Tailgate. NFL fans know the drill, and it doesn't work without Bud Light, the only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light, raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Amanda Borges here for Dreamfinders Homes. Jacksonville is home to the first of its kind hospitality show home at Gate 4 of Everbank Field. Stop by Dreamfinders Homes Stadium Home before any Jaguar home game for a model tour and register for a chance to win amazing prizes, including iPad minis and Apple Watches. Dreamfinders Homes will select one winner per home game. Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jaguars fans, if you're looking to buy a home or refinance your current mortgage, it's time to take it to the house with your hometown lender. EverBank and their team of home lending specialists are ready to go to work for you with competitive rates, local expertise, and unbeatable service. So if you're ready to make the most of your lending experience, connect with an EverBank mortgage expert by visiting them online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is an equal housing lender. NMLS 399805.
This is Tony Baselli. With four drivers in my house, and two of them being teenage boys, my car insurance is one of the biggest pains in my pocketbook. After hearing about GEICO for years, I finally made a call to a local GEICO agent to get a quote. Wow, was I impressed. Not only did they save me a bunch of money on my insurance every month, but the process was quick and easy, and the agent I worked with, Margaret, treated me like family. I can't tell you how happy I am I made that call to a local GEICO agent. GEICO, saving people on car insurance for over 75 years.
PRI Productions has everything you need to bring your next event to life. If you want people to come together, you want PRI. Visit PRIProductions.com to learn more. Final score, 26-19. Lions over the Jaguars in Week 11. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor back on the line with us from South Florida. It's now time for an EverBank final stats check. And we look at the team stats first. First downs, Jags led the way 16-14. Third down conversions, 4 of 14 for the Jags, 5 of 14 for the Lions. Total yardage, 285 to 277 in favor of Jacksonville. But the first half really was dominated by the Jaguars. At that one point, we mentioned 160-20 before the final field goal drive of the first half for the Detroit Lions. It went 67 yards to get back in it. Let's see. Rushing yardage. Here's the key today. Well, the Lions weren't going to run it much anyway, but they were outgained 83-14 on the ground. That's the 12th time, only the 12th time since the NFL merger that a team has won with 14 or less rushing yardage. And it's the second time it's happened to the Jaguars in the last 4 years.
Unbelievable.
And it happened again today. But as we said, the Lions weren't expected to run a lot, but more than 14 yards, let's
right.
say.
Right. I mean, even they usually run for more than 14
yes,
yards.
Yes, they do. 263 to 202 in the passing yardage category in favor of Detroit. Turnovers, 3-2. Jaguars had three given up today. They took two away, their first takeaway since week four. But the last interception before the end of the game, they lost the turnover battle. Time of possession, 32-55. In favor of Jacksonville. Penalties, 4 for 25 for the Jags. Not a huge issue today. Some key ones early. There you have it. Team stats today. The turnovers and the points off turnovers not there for the Jaguars. They had a pick six on the other side and a punt return for a touchdown.
Yeah, some individual numbers. Blake Bortles, 22 of 35 for those 202 passing yards, two touchdowns, and, of course, the two interceptions as well. Matt Stafford, his counterpart, 24 of 33, 278. No touchdowns, but no picks as well. Jags did sack Matt Stafford three times. Bortles not officially sacked on the day. Chris Ivory ran well at times, but still the yards per attempt, only 2.3, 17 carries for 39 yards for Ivory. Denard Robinson, after T.J. Yeldon went out injured, had three carries for 21, so he was productive there. Chris Ivory led the way in the passing game, six grabs for 75 yards for the Jags. Marquise Lee, 4 for 52 and a score. Allen Robinson only caught 3 for 18, but he did catch a touchdown for Detroit. We mentioned no rushing totals, really. Theo Riddick ran for 13 yards, but we did say coming in that their running game is throw it short to Theo Riddick, and he had 8 catches for 70 yards coming out of the backfield. Eric Ebron with 3 for 70, including that 61-yarder that set up the 1-yard rushing score by Ebron. Defensively for the Jags, Telvin Smith, 7 solos, part of 8 total tackles on the day, including 1 for loss, 1 quarterback hit. Jonathan Cyprian with 5 solos and a couple of assists there. And Tavon Wilson led the way with 5 solo tackles. 3 different Jaguars were credited with sacks today against Matt Stafford.
Fred, the run game, you know, Ivory had some carries today. Yeldon was nicked up and was out of the game early today. And, you know, it seemed like they had a little something early in this game, Fred.
Yeah, they did have a little something earlier. And then Amame, you know, he leaves the game. Mercedes, one of the best blocking tight ends in the entire NFL, he leaves the game. As you mentioned, Yeldon leaves the game. So, you know, it gets a little tougher to go out there and be successful in the run game. So they did, I thought they did the best they could, considering what they were left with. But they got to do better.
Final stat that matters today, though, the final score, 26-19. Lions are down 6-4 with a win. The Jags fall to 2-8. We'll come back and vote for the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game in Week 11. Lions win it in Detroit, 26-19. The final Jaguars postgame continues on Jaguars Radio.
Jaguars fans, Republic Services is now hiring CDL drivers in Duval and St. John's counties. With Republic Services, new drivers receive a $1,500 sign-on bonus and competitive benefits. Over 50% of managers in Northeast Florida started their careers as drivers. You can build your career too. Join the Republic Services team and make a positive impact on your community and the environment today. Visit republicservices.jobs for more information and to apply. Republic Services is a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Wear the star. Drive your career.
This is Tim S. Marshall, president of Copytronics, a Konica-Minolta company. Konica-Minolta is an innovatively powerful worldwide company, leaders in super technology that can help your company grow. Konica offers powerful software solutions, exceptional IT services, and award-winning digital copier systems. Konica is ranked as one of the best companies to work for by Forbes magazine. Partnering up with the Jacksonville Jaguars, this is Tim S. Marshall, president of Copytronics and market vice president of Konica-Minolta the Business Solutions.
Bowden Eye is the only center of excellence for cataract and refractive procedures in North Florida, specializing in laser cataract surgery. Why trust your vision to anyone else? Bowden Eye and Associates, keeping the First Coast focused with four locations in Jacksonville. Dry eye syndrome is very common with today's lifestyles and is many times misdiagnosed. A LipoFlow treatment can change your life in 12 minutes. Visit Bowden Eye and Associates, keeping the First Coast focused with four locations in Jacksonville.
Hi folks, Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town. That's Bono's. And now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's barbecue. If you want great barbecue, you want Bono's. And remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono's.
Jaguars postgame rolls along, 26-19 the final. Lions over the Jags in Week 11. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Time to pick a Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game. The voting, as always, Fred Taylor gets a vote and a half, considering he's on the wall here at the stadium. Mike, you get a vote, and I'll get a vote. And that's how it'll work out today.
All right.
So who wants to go first? Frederick?
You know what? I'll step in and go first. It's been a while since I've gone first.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give it to Telvin. I mean, he's out there flying around in the midst of the adversities with his family. Yeah, the defense, they were stout early. They were stout. He's always a leader in there, himself and Posh. And to be able to fly around, 8 total tackles, 7 of them were solo. So he's definitely trying to get it done. One tackle for loss and a QB hit, pressured. So I'm going to give it to Telvin, man. I know he's going through some stuff, so I admire his courage.
Yeah, I think you could easily go with Telvin here. I'm going to put the pressure on JP to make the decision, though.
Boy.
Because, look, everybody, including Telvin, gave up the big pass play to Eric Ebron for 61 yards. So there's nobody who played very well that didn't have that one glaring mistake. So with that in mind, I'm going to go with Chris Ivory, who did lose a fumble but accounted for 114 offensive yards, led the way as a receiver, and probably had a bigger role today than he anticipated with T.J. Yeldon going out early. So 114 total yards for Chris Ivory, and I will pass the vote to J.P. Shadrick.
Well, this could be our first three-way vote, three different votes today.
Could be.
Because I'm going with Marquise Lee, 4 catches, 52 yards. Now, he was targeted 8 times. But the 2 catches he had back-to-back on the drive to give them the lead, by the way, in the third quarter late, that 3-yard touchdown catch came after a 29-yard catch along the sideline. We're starting to really see what he is was projected to be when he came out in the draft a few years ago. He's healthy now. My vote's Marquise Lee. He got his first touchdown of the season today, and it was to take the lead late in the third quarter. But by rule, Fred Taylor's vote carries more weight.
Yes.
A vote and a half.
So listen, that's a solid vote, JP. I mean, your vote is solid vote. Mike, I don't know what we're – I mean, I do admire Telvin's courage, but this is what I tend to ask myself when I hear all the reasons that the quote-unquote the voters for the Hall of Fame tell me or the fans why Fred Taylor may not get selected or elected to the Hall of Fame. And I go, what are they talking about? You know, here it is, Ivory fumbled. No way he should be nominated. Telvin, he gave up a big play. But because of obvious reasons, there's a lot there. He could have easily 2-7 said, hey, I quit, man. I don't feel like it today. But he showed courage. So I looked at that. JP, JP, you hit it on the head. I thought your vote was solid. But I do ask myself, why are these guys saying they're not going to nominate Fred Taylor for the Hall of Fame? It's baffling.
Wait a minute.
I think our choices were baffling, Mike.
Hey, Marquise.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
I know where you're going. I know where you're going with me. And Marquise, hey, maybe, you know, I know the ball was a little off target. Bring it in, and maybe it doesn't go for a pick six the other way.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, he's playing devil's advocate here now. That's what I'm saying. They were all involved in a negative play.
Well, Blake for president while you're at it.
Hey, none of us voted for Blake. And I think, you know, I Telvin's a very good selection, particularly because all he went through this week. I'm not going to question that.
So there you have it.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, and you belong in the Hall of Fame too, Fred.
Yes,
how about
of
that?
Course.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
All right.
I'm not going to lose any sleep on it, Mike, but I laid it all out, man.
Yes, sir.
The Jaguars Radio Network player of the game is Telvin Smith. The Jags fall today, final score of 26-19. We're back with an unfortunately long injury report for the Jags. A MASH unit today in Detroit for this Jaguars team. This is Jaguars Post Game on Jaguars Radio.
Hey, Jaguars fans, you ready to score free McDonald's favorites this season? Just download and register on the McDonald's app. Cheer on our Jaguars. Win free food. The Jaguars' final score wins you a McDonald's favorite. 10 points gets a free 6-piece chicken McNuggets. 20 points a free double cheeseburger. And 30 points a free Big Mac. It's good to be a Jaguars fan. Valid September 11th through January 1st. McDonald's app download and registration required. Valid only at participating McDonald's in the Northeast Florida, Gainesville, Southeast Georgia areas. No purchase required.
Introducing the new Xbox One S, which combines 4K Ultra HD video with a slimmer, sleeker design, making it the most advanced Xbox ever. And with Xbox Live, you can play the greatest games lineup against competitors worldwide. Purchase the Xbox One S Madden NFL 17 bundle, which includes a full game download of Madden NFL 17, a discount code for 20% off your next NFL shop purchase, and more. Xbox One S, the ultimate games and 4K entertainment system. Get yours at a Microsoft store today.
Ready to take your game to the next level? Become a pro fan. Only with NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. With NFL Red Zone, you can see every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. And with NFL Network, you get 24/7 coverage of the entire league. Switch to an X1 double play from Comcast and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call 1-800-XFINITY or click today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Following the Jaguars' non-stop to away games this season, on-airport parking at Jacksonville International will cut the stress out of your travel experience. JAX Garage facilities offer covered parking and a short walk to the terminal. Economy parking is only $5 per day with free shuttle service to and from the airport. To learn more about Jacksonville International parking options, visit flyjacks.com. That's flyjacks.com. Jaguars owner Shad Khan on creating the best customer experience.
Game day is special, and when the Jags take the field, we want every fan to have the best game day possible. That's why we partnered with Daly's. They even have 3 locations in the stadium. They know what makes for a great customer experience. From the kickoff kit program to the way they treat our fans at the game, it's like they say, it's nicer here. I can't think of a better game day partner. I also happen to like their coffee.
To experience what Shad's talking about, visit a Daly's at Everbank Field or any of our 26 Jacksonville locations.
My name is Kelly
Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Jaguars postgame continues. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Lions win at 26-19. Jags are now 2-8. Lions are 6-4. The Jags now with their ninth consecutive season without a winning record. It is confirmed today with the eighth loss of the season. It has been a tough stretch for this team. The injury report is presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. This is a long list today, too. This was a banged-up Jaguars football team coming out of Ford Field today. Bortles, as we mentioned, played a lot of the game with what appeared to be a banged-up right arm. He was tackled on a running play and kind of fell on that right shoulder, it appeared, right before halftime. Went in early, and Chad Henne had to take the knee before half. Bortles came back out and played through it. We'll see moving forward if there's any issue with that. Mercedes Lewis, a right calf injury. The Jaguars tight end and one of the better blocking tight ends was out most of the game today. Aaron Colvin, a concussion, ruled out of the game. Omame on the offensive line, a foot injury. He was carted off in the second quarter, and Chris Reed played his position. T.J. Yeldon had an ankle injury and missed a lot of the game today. Jared Odrick was in and out of the lineup today with, a foot injury. He collided with Malik Jackson. He came back in. Then he twisted it again another time and then had a shoulder injury as well, as was reported from the sideline by Rick Ballew. Chris Ivory had an ankle issue in the fourth quarter but came back in. Aurelius Ben took a hard hit on the long Marquise Lee punt return. And even earlier in the game, Peyton Thompson was being evaluated for a concussion, but I think we saw him back on the field after that. So That's the longest list of the year for the Jaguars.
That almost, it seems like, equals their season-long total, right? I mean, really, most weeks, Fred, it seems like they've had one or two guys and it hasn't been anything major or significant. You had, I think, four guys early in this game ruled out of the contest. So, despite the fact that they're not playing great football, Fred, they played undermanned a little bit today as well, and you got to wonder how many of these will carry over into the Buffalo game next week.
Yeah, I know, man. You know, when you're losing it, it's a little bit harder to get out there. And Buffalo is not going to be – you're not going to have the weather that you have here in Florida. So, even when it's cold, it seems to hurt a lot more, and it becomes very depressing and that much harder to get out there and to get your body, your motor going. Hopefully these guys can bounce back. That's part of it, what they get paid to do, and try and stop Buffalo from fighting to get a playoff spot.
We'll come back and preview that Buffalo Bills game next week. Jags are on the road again against a team that won today. We'll break down the Bills and the Jaguars next week. Final score in week 11, 26-19, the Lions over the Jaguars. We'll wrap it up after this on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Hey, Jags fans, is your bank guaranteeing high yields on your money? At EverBank, our yield pledge promise guarantees your money will earn some of the most competitive yields available. And that promise is yours when you open a yield pledge checking or yield pledge money market account. So we do the work while your money gets the glory. It's your money. Make the most of it. Visit a local EverBank financial center or find us online at everbank.com/jags. EverBank is proud to be the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars. EverBank, member FDIC.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Final moments of Jaguars postgame. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. If you're listening in Jacksonville on our flagship station, 1010XL, the scoreboard show is next, and we'll take your calls with thoughts about this Jaguars game today. The final score in Week 11, 26-19, the Lions over the Jags, and now Week 12 coming up quickly. The Jaguars and the Buffalo Bills in Orchard Park, New York. The weekend of Thanksgiving, you never know what the weather's going to be doing up that way. This Buffalo team, though, won today. They beat the Bengals 16-12, and they had their running back out of the game a good bit, McCoy, who had a thumb injury, dislocated thumb. They couldn't pop it back in, which sounds horrible, and it is. But he's expected to play next week. Robert Woods left the game with a knee injury today. Sammy Watkins hasn't been around for this team, so it's a gettable. I mean, you know,
they're all.
I'm cautious.
Many are gettable. Right?
I'm cautious. I'm
with you. They're 5-5. They're not a great team. Yeah. Fred, this is a team in Buffalo that would just as soon throw for 14 yards and beat you that way, as opposed to run for 14 like Detroit did today. They want LeSean McCoy and Mike Gillisley to eat up the time on the ground. They want Tyrod Taylor to scramble around, make just enough plays in the passing game, and play good defense. And they're quite content to muck it up and play low-scoring games like they did against Cincinnati. Went in there today and got a W, so they're right there in the thick of the wild card chase in the AFC. They got a ton to play for.
Right, Mike, and they don't, you know, they exude the passion and energy and identity of their coach, man. They can probably care less about how fancy it looked. They just want to win. They want to stay on the heels of the Patriots and give themselves an opportunity to go to the second season, which is the playoffs. They do play solid defense, and that's what Rex is known for. So they play solid defense. On the offensive side, as you mentioned, Mike, they do want to try and run it. It's going to be a challenge, though. The Jaguars' run defense is pretty stout. And then it could be a windy day, a cold day up in Buffalo. So who knows what can happen in these type games when they go up there. I think the X factor, as always, Turnovers. Let's, once again, I'll say, try to find a way not to hurt yourself, you know, and give yourself an opportunity by protecting the ball.
The Bills, remember, started 0-2, and then they fired their offensive coordinator and then reeled off four straight wins. Then they lost three in a row heading into the bye week, including losses to Miami, New England, and Seattle. They won today against the Bengals. They're licking their chops because the Jags are coming in at 2-8. After the Jags, they have to go to Oakland, and then they get the Steelers at home. So for them, a 5-5 football team, it's a game that they're definitely going to take with full consideration this week.
Absolutely, and as Fred said, turnovers are going to be key. They always are in the National Football League. Tyrod Taylor has done a terrific job protecting the ball this year, coming into this week with 10 touchdowns against only three interceptions, Fred. So again, if you're not generating a heavy pass rush, it's tough to get those turnovers. So Jags need to cut down on their own. They had too many again for the umpteenth consecutive week.
Right. And the good thing, though, Mike, is that of their five losses, that they lost two at home. They are beatable at home. And you never know. They'll see the Jags coming in, limping in at 2-8. They can possibly get comfortable. You know, they'll go and watch the film and say, hey, we have an opportunity to do all these things these other teams did to them. And I know they want to try and close it out and really make it a long flight home for the Jaguars. But this team, you know, a week ago I said they looked like, you know, it was either that, a few players, or either maybe it was the condition. But I beg the question, the condition this late in the season. But hopefully these guys show some passion and some will to get it done and bring a victory back to Jacksonville. I'm sure the people will like it.
I think everybody would like that for sure. 1 o'clock kickoff next week. We'll be on the air on the network at noon with Countdown to Kickoff. By the way, Fred, before we get out of here tonight, how is Mexico City?
Mexico City is crowded. It is the worst traffic that I've ever seen in my entire 40 years on this planet. It is absolutely atrocious. It's bad, JP. I mean, the city was nice. Golf was nice. All that other stuff was nice. But the traffic, and I'm not spoiled. I usually do okay in traffic. But, man, it's the worst.
Yeah, and we know about some traffic and going over to London over those years. Yeah, that's some bad traffic now. But
well, you know what? But this is it's nothing like you've ever seen. This is all day. No such thing. Every hour is rush hour. No such thing as, well, people are getting off from work. I think it was 20-something million people. I don't know. Someone threw out a crazy stat. I'm not sure if they're just kidding around or not. But it's the worst I've ever seen.
Well, Fred,
L.A. traffic has nothing on this.
Fred, we won't see you, so happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Hey, tofurkey. Thanks, Mike.
I see you.
Fred. Oh, man, remember last week I said it's going to taste like tofurkey if we don't get the win.
That's right. That's right. That's what you've earned, unfortunately, a tofu turkey.
Have a good one, Fred.
All right, guys.
See you, buddy.
Fred Taylor.
All right.
Pride of the Jaguars running back joining us on Jaguars postgame.
I have to admit, I'd forgotten about the tofu
turkey.
Yeah,
it took me a second. I was like, what is he?
Well, where is he going with that?
That's about right.
Now we know.
It's about what it's going to taste like. Unfortunately, the Jags are 2-8 heading into Thanksgiving week. They'll be in Buffalo next week. That'll do it for Jaguars postgame. Stick around if you're in Jacksonville. The Scoreboard Show is next. Jaguars Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato, producers. And for Fred Taylor, Jeff Lagerman, Mike Dempsey, this is J.P. Shadrick saying goodnight. Final score for the final time, 26-19, Lions over the Jaguars on the Jaguars Radio Network.